With the debilitating pain of his lightsaber wounds at last a memory, Obi-Wan paced the confines of his healing chamber and cursed the hard-won discipline that prevented him from finding the nearest healer so he could demand that he be shown to Anakin's room at once.
"Master Kenobi?"
said a stern, familiar voice. Yoda. He turned.
"Your Padawan sleeps,"
said Yoda in the open doorway.
"Safe from pain he is for now. Sit now, so talk we may."
Disobeying Yoda was unthinkable. Obi-Wan sank cross-legged to the floor, hands folded in his lap. "Forgive me, Master," he murmured. "I am not in full control of my emotions."
"Need you to tell me that, do I?"
said Yoda.
"I think I do not."
Though the reproof was cutting, still it contained an undercurrent of dry humor. Obi-Wan risked an upward glance to see that Yoda's expression was not one of unmingled disapproval. A certain gentleness lurked in his luminous eyes. "Forgive me," he said again. "I meant no disrespect."
"Hmm,"
said Yoda, and again he tapped his gimmer stick to the floor.
"Pleased I am to see you are healed, Master Kenobi, for to your duties you must return. Much there is to be done, with war threatening."
Though it might earn him an even more stinging reprimand, Obi-Wan had to speak. "Master Yoda, my place is here with Anakin. He is wounded because of me."
"He is wounded because of Dooku," retorted Yoda. "And because disobey you he did. A child no longer is Anakin Skywalker. A man he is now, and a man he must be, hmm? His own faults must he accept and make amends for."
"I believe Anakin has already made amends, Master Yoda. He is maimed. He nearly died."
"And your fault that is not."
It should have made a difference to hear Yoda say so. It should have eased the crushing burden of his grief and guilt. But it didn't. Nothing did. Nothing could. "Anakin is my Padawan," Obi-Wan thought. "It is my duty to protect him."
"Protect him from himself you cannot, Obi-Wan,"
said Yoda gently.
"Protect you from yourself, could Qui-Gon, when mistakes you made as his apprentice?"
Melitta Dawn, so long ago now and rarely thought of. Swallowing, he met Yoda's stern gaze. "No."
"Learn the error of your ways you did,"
said Yoda.
"Learn too, will your apprentice. A task for you I have, Obi-Wan. When it is completed, return here you can."
Obi-Wan nodded. "Thank you, Master." But instead of detailing this task, Yoda began to pace the small chamber, the tapping of his gimmer stick loud in its silence.
"Know, do you, Obi-Wan, why reluctant I was for Skywalker to become your apprentice?"
Did he know? Not for certain. And once he and Qui-Gon had prevailed over the Council and Anakin had been made his Padawan, Yoda's objections had no longer mattered. No, Master, he said cautiously. Yoda flicked him a skeptical glance.
Then tell you I will. Reluctant I was because the same flaw you share, Obi-Wan. The flaw of attachment.
What? He thought, then said. I'm sorry, I don't understand. Yoda snorted.
Yes, you do. Melitta Dawn, attachment that was. Your promise to Qui-Gon Jinn that you would train Anakin? From attachment it sprang. Great affection you felt for him. Great affection you feel for Anakin Skywalker, Run deep your feelings, do, Obi-Wan. Mastered them completely you have not, Mastered his own young Skywalker has not. Suspect I do that strict with him about attachments you have not always been.